JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In our program today, we continue our look at the early stimulation program for children with disabilities. And coming up later, our drought and child health and safety tips. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
40 children with disabilities graduated on July 15 from the Early Stimulation Program, ESP. The program is administered by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security and has been in operation for 40 years. It is an extension of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities that provides assessment and early intervention programs for children with disabilities from birth to 6 years old. Speaking at the graduation ceremony, Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer expressed appreciation for the support the program has received over the years from various organizations. Minister Kellyer also expressed appreciation to the persons responsible for managing the program. The minister has commended the graduates for completing the requirements and successfully completing the program. He has also commended the parents and guardians for their support. The services of the Early Stimulation Program include professional identification and assessment of developmental disabilities in preschool children, formulation and implementation of specific intervention programs catering to the individual needs of children with the assistance of parents, and provision of home-based teaching in order to minimize the need for institutionalized care.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
On the national outcome number 14, the government will seek to create mechanisms to fully consider the impacts of climate change and climate-proof all national policies and plans. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Do not water lawns or wash cars when water is in short supply. Also, try to water lawns and landscapes during evening or early morning to reduce evaporation from the sun. Choose a water-efficient irrigation system such as drip irrigation for your trees, shrubs, and flowers.
And for today's child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Never force your child to visit any adult he or she is not comfortable with. And also be observant if your child becomes too fond of a particular adult. Once a very lively child suddenly becomes withdrawn, you may need to patiently investigate the matter by asking your child lots of questions. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.